nothing without you.
What a night it is. Listen, so I got a special person here who is going to introduce himself, and he's going to welcome you to TKD Global Radio and Broadcast. And this is your big sis, TKD, but stay tuned.
Thanks for tuning in to TKD Global Radio and Broadcast. I'm Jerome Coleman.
I got my Larry O on with me tonight. Listen, there is a word in the prophet's mouth. Oh, my God. If you know who Prophet Brian Korn is, he is just exploding in the realm of kingdom. And all of you know that I support anybody who God is using. I am telling you, God is using this vessel globally and widely, amen, to proclaim the truth of the Lord. And I'm telling you, I am just absorbing everything that God has coming through his vessels in this season. There are hundreds of you, glory to God. And I'm telling you, if you feel God is using you in this time for a prominent position, if he's using you in a peculiar way, if he's using you in an unorthodox way, and no one is saying anything to you about it, but you know down in your know, I mean deep down in your know, I mean right down in your know, that this is your season. Stay tuned, because I'm telling you, there's a word in this prophet's mouth. It blessed my season, so I know it's going to bless your life. And we're going to get this party jumped off in about 1 second. You know who it is. It's Big Sis, TKD, and you are live on Global Radio and Broadcast. Give God some praise right now. Come on, saints. Go ahead and praise him. Because we are nothing without him. I know you had a long day. I know it's Thursday night, but come on. Somebody ought to praise him, because without him, you know where you would be. Oh, God, we thank him. Without him, you know where you should be. But, oh, God, we thank him. Oh, God, we thank you for all that you are doing on earth. God, we surrender this show over to you, God. Every ear that's listening, God, we're just going to pray tonight. Someone's going to get delivered. Someone's going to be blessed, God. A miracle will take place in somebody's secret place tonight, God, whether we know it or not. We decree and we declare, deliverance, deliverance, deliverance. And, oh, God, all those you are using around the world, God, let this word, Father God, penetrate the very spirit, God, that they can be all you desire them to be in the name of Jesus. Because at the beginning of the day and at the end of the other day, we are nothing. We are nothing without you. And we give you all the praise and the glory that's due your name. My God, come on, so breathe, God, through us. Yes. Oh, my God, I think I have a little bit too much fun all by myself on this broadcast every Monday and Thursday night. So, listen, this is going to be an important message. We only probably got like 45 minutes left in the broadcast, and this message is over an hour long. But, listen, get your pen and the paper, and we're going to dive right into it, and I'm going to try to get through as much of it I can with you guys tonight. When I say this message bless my spirit, and say it again, when I say this message bless my spirit, because a lot of you, there's a lot of things God going to be doing behind the scenes. Ain't nobody going to see it. Ain't nobody going to know about it. Because in this season, listen to me, God is, he's molding some people in this season. I call it the new wineskin season, because that's what Holy Spirit told me in January of this year, 2015. And I've had people coming to me, telling me things going on in their life, in their city and things, and I'm telling you, when the time is right, I'll be able to release it all. But I'm telling you, this is happening, and it is here. Get your pen, get your paper. It's one of their generals, Prophet Brian Korn. Let's go.
Now listen to me, I need you, anybody sitting, I need you to hear me very well, and if we can eliminate as much walking as possible, just in honor of his presence. You know, a lot of people think that Prophet Korn is real hard. Some people go, ooh, he's rude. I'm really not. Well, I can be, but I'm really not. Just under the anointing, it's like, you've ever ridden on a highway before? And they were doing construction on the highway, and it kind of bothers you when the roads are uneven and all those bumps in the road. Well, in the realm of the spirit, there is a highway. And when your phone rings or the baby cries, or you go to walking and moving around and talking and doing certain things, it's like construction and distraction in the midst of what God is doing. Am I making sense? So you honor his presence. You honor him. When the king of any country comes in a room, he gets all of your attention. His attention is not divided. Pastor Benny, I was telling my mother, Pastor Benny, whenever you sit down in a room with him and he's having a conversation with you, and let's say it's 15 people in the room, and you know he's talking, but then he says something that sparks another conversation between you and somebody else, and y'all start talking in the midst of him talking. No. Hey, listen to me. That's what he'll do, because he likes undivided attention. It's just like you. When you're in a relationship, you don't want divided attention. You better not want divided attention. You know, Teddy Pendergrass said, not 70-30, not 60-40. Talking. Now, he said 50-50. But see, you don't want to do 50-50. Because if you're only giving 50, you're giving the other 50 to somebody else. Hey. Amen. So, God wants all of you. And I want you to get this tonight, because I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to lay hands on you. It's going to happen, and the power of God's going to hit your life. But the power of God is ineffective in anybody's life who will not totally surrender. God is not interested in just being your friend. He wants to be intimate with you. He wants to be one with you. As I explained the other night, I said most of us and most of our churches are concubinal churches. We're concubines. We're not wives. We're concubines. We hang around for benefits, but we don't stay long enough in his presence for him to impregnate us. I want to be impregnated. Come on, tell somebody, I want to be impregnated. I want to be one with him. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide where? In you. You shall what? Ask what you will. And this is one thing that you must understand. Psalm 91 says, He that what? Now, the secret place cannot be a place that you visit. It cannot be a place that you vacation. It has to be a dwelling place. He that dwelleth in the secret place. Well, what is the secret place? What is the secret place? I'm going to tell you what the secret place is. He said, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet and close the door. Watch this. And the book says, what thou doest in secret. What secret? The secret place is a place of prayer. And you got to dwell in a place of prayer. Prayer cannot be something you do when you get in trouble. It cannot be something you do when you need a miracle. Your life must be built around prayer. Prayer is the oil for the life of a believer. You know, like in a car, you need oil. Well, that's what your prayer life is. And some of you, you do not pray. You come to church, but you don't have a prayer life. You spend no time with him. You don't have intimacy. It's just like a man. It's just like any relationship. You wouldn't like nobody who just come around you when they want something and come to you when they need something. They'll feel like you're using them, like you're taking advantage of him. God wants somebody that even when all your needs are met, all your bills are paid, you have everything you need, you spend time with him just because he's the lover of your soul. Tell somebody, he's my lover. I get excited when I talk about it. Tell somebody, he's my lover. How many people know anybody you love you talk about? I hear people tell me they love God all the time, and I listen to your conversation, and you never talk about it. From the abundance of the what? Yeah, whenever God has done something for you and your heart is filled with him, it comes out in your conversation. Yeah. You know, I tell people tell me all the time, they say you always quote the Bible. You worship. Whatever you love, whatever you spend time with, whatever you hang around, that's what you become. That's the nature you take on. And God is saying, I'm looking for people who will hang out with me until you become like me. Glory to God. Romans 8 and 9 declares, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. What is the Spirit of Christ? It's his mannerism. It's his attributes. If you have been a part of his ministry for a while, if you hang with anybody for a while, after a while, unconsciously, you begin to take on their mannerisms. People will say, you sound like so-and-so. And you ain't doing it on purpose. Now, I notice that when I hang around somebody, you hang around them, you even pick up words they say. Because anybody you hang with or hang around, you take on their characteristics. The reason you're taking on the characteristics of the enemy . That's who you've been hanging with. Well, somebody said, what do you mean? It is impossible. If you do not pray to God, you automatically are talking to the devil. It's automatic. If I turn the lights off in here, I don't have to ask darkness to come in. In the realm of the spirit, it's automatic. The Bible said no man can serve what? You must love one and what? Hate the other. So if you love God, you're going to hate the devil. If you serve God, you don't serve the devil. But if you don't serve God, you automatically are a servant of the devil. Pray, the Bible says, lest ye enter into temptation. If you don't become intimate with God, you automatically become intimate with the enemy. That's why you short temper. That's why you mean. Y'all quiet. Yeah, somebody said, I didn't come for this. That's why you can't submit to authority. That's why can't nobody tell you nothing. No quiet. And some of us risk his presence to be with people. You remember Moses? Remember him? Hello, talk to me. Remember Moses in the Bible? Not your cousin, Moses in the Bible. Remember, God took him up Mount Sinai and gave him what? 10 commandments. He had an encounter with God. He saw his glory. And the Bible says that the glory was on him so strong that the people couldn't look on him. In so much, watch this, gotta catch this. In so much that he placed a veil on his face, common with the people. You missed it. He covered the glory to be able to hang out with the people. The glory was supposed to cause a separation. Oh, y'all not catching this now. Because when the anointing comes on your life, it brings about a separation. Leviticus 10:10 said there must be a difference between the clean and the unclean. Y'all don't like them scriptures, do y'all? 2 Corinthians 6:17 says, wherefore come out from among them and be ye what? When Jesus comes in your life and you commit yourself to him and he's all you want and he's all you desire, you cut off whoever you got to cut off that's going to hinder the presence of God from operating in your life. Slap three people, say, I'll cut you off. I love you. I thank God for you. I want to be your friend. But when it comes to his presence, I'll give up whatever I got to give up. If I got to fast, I'll fast. If I got to pray, I'll pray. Whatever it takes, I want his glory. So he covers the glory to hang with the people. Look at what it did to him. Look at what it did. God later says to Moses, speak to the rock. Moses gets angry, complaining, catch an attitude. Where he get that from? The children of Israel. They murmured. They complained. He took on the spirit of who he was hanging with. 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. Evil communication. Y'all quiet. Corrupts good manners. I know I'm going to get in trouble, but if you hang with liars, you're going to be a liar. I'm sorry, I just got to look, you know, I just got to keep it real. If you hang with whoremongers, you're going to be a whore. Hello, hello, hello. Huh? You're going to be what you hang around. I read in Amos 3:3, it asked the question, can two walk together? You understand? When your life and their life is different, something about you ought to offend them. It should bother you when sinners feel comfortable around you. Uh-oh, I know you want to hear that. You don't want to hear that, do you? Because some of y'all best friends are sinners. Y'all quiet in here. Yeah, yeah. Something about light ought to offend darkness. It ought to be something about you where they say, I love you, but I can't hang with you because I know when I'm around you, I can't do what I want to do. I can't cuss. I can't smoke. I can't drink because I respect the anointing on your life. I'm getting on your nerves. He hangs with the people and take on their spirit. Had he let the glory show, they would have never gotten close enough to him. That what was, see, the glory, the Bible says, is a defense. That glory gonna bring a separation, and not many people are willing to pay the price. Because it costs you. It costs you sometimes the luxuries of life. It costs you sometimes your name and your reputation. It costs you your dreams and your ambitions because your whole desire is to do the will of the Father. I always do those things which please the Father. Every morning you wake up, your desire is to please it. But that comes from dwelling. Come on. Where? Where you got to dwell? I can't hear you. Where you got to dwell? Now, I need you to write this down real quick. And real quick, hurry up. Say glory to God. I can't hear you. Say glory to God. Okay. Now, I need you to get this. That nothing happens until somebody prays. Now, catch that now. Tonight, we're going to pray, And I promise you, every yoke. Okay, hold on. Just like there are blessings in store for you for this year, there are traps that have been laid by the enemy that's not scheduled to hit you until February. Now, I look at my life, and I was pretty transparent about what God has done in my life the other night. But I look at my life, and I see where I'm going, and I see what God doing, and I see where he's taking me. So that make me understand that for where I'm going, and I hope my staff hear me, and I hope they don't think I'm just talking. For where I'm going, I cannot kingly be associated with carnality. Not if I'm going to get there and stay there. Because there was a man named Larry Lee. Y'all may not remember him. He was a powerful man. He built this great army of prayer warriors. Now, it bothered me that he had millions of people praying for him, yet 1988, 1989, a scandal hit him, had nothing to do with nothing being immoral. He didn't mess with nobody wise. There's nothing, just a little money issue hit him, and it destroyed his ministry. And it bothered me how in the world a man that got a million prayer warriors.
My. Oh, my God. This is TKD Global Radio and Broadcast. We just want to welcome all the listeners who just logged in. You know who it is. It's your big sis, TKD, and I'm loving this. Make sure you got your pen and paper.
That don't line up with kingdom mathematics. Kingdom mathematics say one can chase a thousand.
Oh!
See, y'all don't believe your Bible, but I believe it.
And two can chase 10,000 a flight.
That's kingdom mathematics.
Yes!
So, if one a thousand, two 10,000.
Come on, prophet.
That means three 100,000.
So, I'll take a note.
That means four 1,000,000. That's kingdom mathematics. You think God need a whole bunch of folk. God don't need a lot of people. All he need is one man. I wish I had sanctified people in here. Huh? When he got ready to lead Israel, he raised up one man named Abraham. When he got ready to deliver Israel, he raised up one man named Moses. When he got ready to feed Israel, he raised up one man named Joseph. When he got ready, I feel like preaching here. When he got ready to restore Israel, he raised up one man named Nehemiah. When he got ready to weep over Israel, he raised up one man named Jeremiah. When he got ready to prophesy of his coming, he raised up one man named Isaiah. When he got ready to redeem man, he raised up one man named Jesus. And when he got ready to save your family, he raised up one man, call your name. Y'all ain't standing in here. God's going to use you to deliver your family. Jump on your feet and shout glory. Tell three people, I'm one. Sit down. When you understand the power of one man, when you understand the power of one man, you will stop trying to fill up your church with a whole bunch of people and just get some prayer warriors. Yeah, I don't need no whole bunch of members. Just get me some prayer warriors that know how to get on their face and call on God. Because where two or three touch and agree. tonight. Come on, look at somebody next to you and tell them, don't be cute sitting next to me. Don't be acting all wonderful, because I need you to agree with me. I need you to pray with me. We going to break some stuff in the spirit. Hey, bye-bye, yeah. Huh? Grab your neighbor's hand and say, neighbor, it's so good to be touching an original hand. You know that hand you got is original. Ain't nobody else got your DNA. Ain't nobody else got your footprint. You are designed. I feel something pushing me. Now grab that hand you got, because with two or three touch and agree, it what? Shall be done. Grab that hand and say, neighbor. Come on, y'all ain't saying it right. Say, neighbor. I agree. Everybody who tried to destroy you would be brought to shame. I agree. You will never be broke another day in your life. I agree that success is your new name. And I agree everybody in your family this year gonna be filled with the Holy Ghost. Shout if you believe. Hey! I said shout if you believe. Sit down. And let me tell some of y'all something. I see some of y'all sitting in here all sadiddy, stiff, sophisticated, looking at me. Baby, you don't know what I've been through. Baby, you don't know what I've been praying for. You don't know what I've been asking God for. You better not talk about me. If you talk about me, I'll break out in a dance. If you talk about me, I'll start shouting. If you talk about me, I'll start giving them glory. Hey! Sit down! I'm getting happy. Tell somebody, don't mess with me. I'll praise them at Walmart. I'll praise them at the gas station. When I think of his goodness, you, come on, hey, yes, sir. Y'all sit down. That's why I don't have time to hang with a bunch of gossipers and a bunch of people that want to keep up drama. I need me some prayer warriors. I need me somebody that can touch God. Somebody that know how to call on him. Please be seated. Please. Please. I beseech you. Please. Sit down now. I
I like y'all got some sense. Tell somebody, I agree that 2015 will be one of the best years of your life. And everything you lost over the last 10 years, you're going to get it all back this year. Somebody this year. Say this year. You got to learn how to start taking stuff by force. Because the kingdom of God suffereth violence. And the violent take it by. I refuse to live another year depressed. I refuse to live another year broke. I refuse to live another year sad. This is my. Sit down. Nothing happens until somebody prays. You got that? You got that? Okay. I told you last time, write this down also, that it is illegal for spirits to operate on earth without a human body. You got that? In order for spirits to operate on earth, there must be human cooperation and human invitation. Spirits have no authority over the earth without the invitation or the cooperation of flesh and blood. I'm going to say this. Some of y'all can't receive this. God does nothing on earth until he gets a man involved. Because whenever God sets up a law, even he has to honor the law that he sets up. God gave the earth to Adam. Hello? Adam was the god of this world. Watch this. Adam gave the world to the devil. That's why the devil is the god of this world. According to 2 Corinthians 4:4, he's the god of this world. Right now, the devil has a lease from Adam. They're not catching this. Right now, the devil is on a lease. He has authority to do certain things on the earth because Adam gave it to the devil. My God, something about to happen in here tonight. You got that? Some of you in here, that's why Ephesians 4 said, give no place. Because if you ever give the enemy place or access and you rebuke him, he don't have to leave because you gave him access. Am I making sense? That's why you can't play with the devil. When God say kill something, you got to kill it. When God say cut something off, you got to cut it off. Because the very thing you trying to play with, after a while, if you don't kill it, it's going to grow up and kill you. Slap three people around you and say, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. Okay. So you got it? The first thing you got is what? Nothing happens until somebody what? Okay. The other thing I told you to put is it's illegal for spirits to operate without human bodies or human cooperation or human invitation. Are you with me? Hello, are you with me? I don't hear you. Are you with me? Remember now, the Bible says the seed of the woman was going to bruise the head of the serpent. Not you, but your seed. You missed it. That's why the enemy is after your seed. Because the yoke that's going to be destroyed in your family is going to happen through your seed. Oh, my God. Whenever you see head, that's symbolic of government. That's symbolic of leadership. God said, I need you to understand that what is coming out of you is going to break the stronghold that's been in your family for years. That's why the enemy don't want your children to get saved. Because he knows that if they ever get delivered, everything that your grandma did and your great-grandma did, and it's going to be broken through your children.
Ooh. My.
Ooh, I wish I had a church in here.
Woo.
Remember, God told Abraham, he said, in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Remember, he said, I'm going to make a three-dimensional blessing. As the dust of the earth, as the sand in the sea, and as the stars in the heaven. Are y'all got that? He said, your children are going to possess the gate. Stay with me. He told Abraham, I'm going to bless you, but I'm going to multiply your seed. Y'all not getting what I'm saying? You're going to get the blessing, but your children going to get the multiplication. That's why you need to pray and take authority over every spirit that's assigned to hinder your children's deliverance. Raise your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Every spirit assigned to my son, assigned to my daughter, to hinder them from walking in their God-ordained destiny, I cancel it. I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, you know, we're supposed to be out of here in a couple of hours. Can I keep going a little bit? All right. Now, you got that? Nothing happens until somebody what? So, no, you got to stop saying stuff just happened. You sit up and you see things happening in the lives of other people. Somebody pray. It may not even be them, but it might have been their grandma. Some of y'all say, well, hey, that ain't true. Cause I know my mama wasn't praying. My grandma crazy. I know my grandma wasn't praying. But somebody, remember now, generational curses go back 2 and 3 generations. But the blessings go forward 1,000. Somebody prayed for you thousands of years ago. There's a woman in Detroit married to a man of God. And he said, listen, he said, my grandmother, he said, everybody in my family got the Holy Ghost. I said, everybody? He said, everybody. He said, when they come out the womb, I said, why? He said, I'm telling you. He said, when they get about 2-3 years old, something happens and God's filling with, he said, all of them. I said, whatever. He said, my great grandmother would sit every day for 5 or 6 hours. And would say, Lord, fill my children with the Holy Ghost. And then she would say, and their children. And their children. And their children. And their children. Now, can you imagine saying that for 4 or 5 hours? Fill my family with the Holy Ghost. Fill my son with the Holy Ghost and his children. Y'all, excuse me, I'm going to get sloppy drunk tonight. Say it again. Say, Lord, fill my family with the Holy Ghost and their children and their children and their children and their children. Y'all don't feel what I feel, but I feel a spirit of expectation in here. Every yoke on your family gonna be destroyed tonight. All right, tell somebody else. Say you cannot give up. Tell somebody. Say you cannot give up. Okay. So the enemy knows. The enemy knows that you are a winner. Because Psalm 91 says he that dwells in the what? So if I ever get in a place of prayer, the devil knows he can't catch you. He can't get you. He knows he can't get you. But the only way he can get you is by getting you to get yourself. And how do I do that? I can't take no more. I'm tired of this. This is killing me. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Because you are snared by your word. When you talk like that, you give the devil evidence. Why do I say evidence? Because he's an accuser. Y'all not hearing me in here. So when you go before, when he goes before God, and God is there to protect you, here go the enemy accusing you, saying, hey, they destroying themselves. They said, this is killing me. Proverbs 18:21, say death and life is in the what? Slap your neighbor again. Say, line your mouth up. I told them that last night. Some of y'all mouths need a front end alignment. Tell somebody else, line your mouth up. Say it again. Say, line your mouth up. Raise your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus, I destroy all evidence that the accuser would attempt to use against me. I destroy it. I cancel it by fire now in Jesus' name. When you go to court, you don't win in court because you know the law. You win in court because of evidence. That's what I keep telling these preachers who ain't got no power. You can preach that law all you want to, but you need to show evidence. You want to get an atheist saved? Atheists ain't got time to have no philosophical conversation. You want to get an atheist saved? Let him see the power. The miraculous settles the issue. Huh? I don't care about somebody say they don't believe in God. Let their mama be dying with cancer. And you go lay hands on them and say, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed. They gonna believe in them then? I went on Rodeo Drive, went into a man jewelry store where he's a jewelry man for all the stars. Somebody took me in there, and again, Pastor Benny, he wants you to prophesy to everybody. I mean, everybody. Hey, you got a word for him? Everybody with me. Hey, you got a word for him? He said, listen, y'all, he don't need you to sing hallelujah or nothing. He just prophesies. He said, you know me, for me to operate, I need hallelujah. He said, he don't need none of that. He just prophesied. So I took him to the jewelry store, and I get him prophesied. So a man who was the owner of the store, I looked at him, I said, who is Jack so-and-so? That's my brother-in-law. Who is so-and-so? My wife. I said, she mad at him because something going on with the children, but they won't let y'all see the grandbaby. He's a Muslim. Nah, that blew his mind. When I got done, I told him, I said, hey, Muhammad didn't tell me that. Hey. When you prophesy, and that's my only problem with this one prophet who comes on TV, he say he the prophet to the stars. He have all these secular people on TV that he prophesied to, but they still secular. Well, first of all, the gift, Ephesians 4:11, is for the perfecting of the saints. That's number one. The gifts in the church are for the church. If God gives me a word for a sinner, it's not for him to continue being a sinner. It's to cause him to come to Jesus. If you just prophesying to sinners and they're not converting, you just a psychic. Y'all don't want to hear that. You ain't no different from Cleo. Amen. When God gives us a word to minister to a sinner, it ain't for you to be, and they come. I've had stars call me and want to hear the word of the Lord, but they don't last with me too long. Because you're not going to prostitute me. Amen. You put a demand. You make them respect what you paid a price for. Whatever gift you got in your life, look at somebody and say, it's holy. Am I helping anybody? Am I helping anybody? The job of the enemy is to go after your seed. He wants to destroy them. Because remember now, God said that a spirit cannot operate on earth without a what? Body. And remember in Genesis, the 6th chapter, he destroyed the whole earth. Because it was a whole bunch of illegitimate people. What you mean illegitimate? The sons of God mingled with the daughters of men. Angels, fallen, had intercourse with women. I'm in the book, church. And they pronounced, and God said, this is not the law of the land. The law of the land is, in order to operate on earth, you got to be flesh. So there were illegitimate people on the earth. So God said, I'm going to destroy the whole earth. Because they done messed up the DNA. And the Bible declares that when the door of the ark shut, God shut the ark. He needed to make sure that nobody came on that could infect the DNA of man again. Am I helping anybody? Now I'm going to say something. Without God, man cannot. Without man, God will not.
My. So listen, we are done for tonight. We have got to log off. We realized time had went that far. Oh, my God. I was truly blessed tonight. Were you blessed, Jarrell? Did you really like the message that came forth tonight? I mean, it just truly blessed us. Listen, if you want to be a soldier in the armor of the Lord, I hope that you took the notes, amen, that was given unto you. I'm telling you, we're in a season where God needs you to be who he needs you to be. We got 10 seconds. Glory to God. I want you to go to tkdglobal.org. If you have a story or you have a word from the Lord, amen, that you want to minister to us, do it. I love you with the love of the Lord. Good night. Bye-bye.